We're on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. And we're up to how are you, Ruben? Okay. Lema Kitanoi. So let's see if we can count up from the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up. So we have a machlokes between Abai v'Rava in the case of Balchov, and the Malva collects from Shibudim, from leaned property of the Love. Is that Lamafreya who gove, that's Abai Shita, or Mikanu Lahaba who gove, that's Rava Shita? And according to Abaye, the Malva, what he's collecting really was his from the time of the Halva. Whereas according to Rava, it's only from the time of what's called the Gvia, the collection of that piece of property. And the Nafkemina for us in Vesech Psachim is going to be a case where the Love designated Chametz for the Malve, such that the Malve, in event that the Love defaults on the loan, will collect his loan from Chametz. And now, depending upon whether the Malve is the guy and the Love is the Jew, or the reverse, we're going to decide whether that Chametz is Asur Vachilu Bahadna Midin Chametz over all of our Pesach. And the final maskana of the Gemara is that even Rava would agree in a case of a mashkon, which is called herhinhu, and we'll explain, in that case, even Rava would agree that Balchov lemafreya hu gove, which would mean the following. In the case of herhinhu, if the Yisrael borrows money from the guy and he designates his chametz, and not only does he designate his chametz for purpose of collection, but he actually delivers the chametz into the rishus of the guy, of the malva. In such a case, even Rava would agree that the chametz is mutter after Pesach, because in Harhinu, clearly the malva becomes the owner of the mashkon, such that the lov, if he pays the loan, he's going to have to sort of redeem the mashkon from the malva, so that the malva now is the owner of the chametz. And you know what happens at the time of payment is irrelevant as far as chametz shavah of a pesach is concerned. Why? Because mimonav shach. If the love defaults on the loan, then the malva was the proud owner of this chametz from the get-go, from the time of the alva, because it was herhinu, and even Rav agrees l'mafrei would go in the case of herhinu. And even if the love decides he has money to pay up the loan, so the Yisrael comes to the guy and he wants his chametz back, he has to buy his chametz back. Why? Because herhinu transfers ownership and gives ownership rights to the malva, such that this chametz belonged to the guy during the course of Pesach. Now, all that is true in the case where the malva is a guy, and the Yisrael is the lova. I'm sorry, I said it right. The malva is the guy, and the lova is the Yisrael, and the lova gave a mashkon of chametz over to the rishus of the guy. So therefore, that chametz is mutter after Pesach. But what happens if the Yisrael is the malva, the guy is the lova, and the lova gives chametz over to the Yisrael as a mashkon? In such a case, the chametz certainly will be aser after Pesach, because now the malva Yisrael is the owner of that chametz from the moment of the loan, from the moment of the matan mos, as we call it. Lema kitanoi. Shall we say that the machlokas between Abai and Rav, again, that's not the case of herhinu olam. This is a classic case of a loan, and the malve collects from mishubadim, from shibud, and Abai says, lamafreya hu gover, And Rava says, Mikanu lahabahu gove. It's a machlokas tanoim. And the machlokas tanoim has a resha and a sefer to it. First, we're going to start with the resha, and then the Gemara is going to quote the sefer. The sefer is going to be a case where everybody agrees. The resha is going to be a case where there's a machlokas. And this machlokas is about chomet she'ovel of a Pesach in the case of a balchov. Yisrael shehilvel inochri al chemtzo. So here's a case where the Yisrael was the malveh. The chametz, the mashkon here belongs to the loveh. And now, the loveh, since he's a guy, is li'achra pesach, says the Tanakama, eino over. There's no violation, meaning that this is not chomet shavu pesach. And why is that? Because balchov mikanu lahabahu gofer, which means that the Yisrael, the malveh, will only collect this chametz after the loveh, the nochri, defaults on the loan. But until that point in time, the chametz belongs to the loveh, namely to the nochri, and therefore it's chametz shelo avrel of a Pesach.
Where is the chametz?
Right, we're not talking about here hinu now. Because again, I'll tell you why, Michael. Because when it says lemeketanoi, there was no machlok. Lemeketanoi means shall we trace back the machlokas between Abai Rava to Tanoim? The machlokas between Abai Rava is in the case dafka of balchov lemafreya who go, but not a case of here hinu. I mean, hold on to your seat because the Gemara is going to later on switch it around. But at this particular point, the brisa that we're talking about is a regular classic halva with a mashkon, but not a mashkon that was given over to the hands of the malv. It's not here hinu olav. So if it's not here hinu olav, then at least according to Rava, we're going to say mikanu lahava hu gover. And if we're going to apply the principle of mikanu lahava hu gover, in the case where the malv is a guy, we're in good shape. Why? I'm sorry, in the case where the lov is a goy, sorry, in the case where the lov is a goy, and the lov is chomis is being designated for a collection of the Yisrael, the Malveh, we're in good shape. Why? Because who owns this chomis during the course of the loan? If you hold like, bless you, if you hold like Rav of the Balchov, Mikanu lahavu govitz, in the possession of the guy. Is therefore the chachamim, the takanas kama says eino over. There's no isur of what of chamit shavul of a pesach. Mishum Rabbi Meir amru over. So Rabbi Meir says it's chamit shavul of a pesach, which means a balchov lemafreya who govitz. So when the Yisrael extends a loan to the guy and the guy designates his chametz, then the Yisrael becomes the proud owner of this chametz l'mafreya from the time of the matmos, from the time of the loan. My love, b'hakam miflugit. Shouldn't we assume that this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Chacham is identical with the machlokes between Abai v'Rava? The Mar Sova Rabbi Meir holds the Mafreya who gove. And therefore, if it's the Mafreya who gove, the Yisrael, the Malveh now is the owner of the Chametz from the beginning of the loan. Hence, it becomes Chametz Shavu'ot of a Pesach. Umar Sova, the Tanakama holds Mikanu Lahava who gove. And we're holding now like the Shita of Rava, according to Tanakama. So it's the Shita of Rava. Then we can be mekel in chametz because who owns the chametz? The guy owns the chametz. Keep in mind that it's the Yisrael shehilvel inochri. So the Yisrael extended a loan to the guy. The guy designates the chametz, and at what point in time does Yisrael become the owner of this chametz? Only mikan olahava, namely like the sheet of rava. If you hold like the sheet of rava, mikan olahava, then that's very good news as far as chametz is concerned. Why? Because now the chametz was owned by the guy during the course of Pesach. So let's go over this one more time. The Yisrael is the malveh. The guy is the loveh. And now the chametz technically belongs to the loveh, unless you insist on balchov lemafreya hu goveh. So until we get to Abai's position, let's assume, call it intuitively, that this chametz belongs to the guy. The guy is the loveh, and although he designates this chametz for collection, but nevertheless, until that collection takes place, the chametz still belongs to the lova, and that's called balchov mikan lahabu gova. And hence, we understand the shita of the chachamim who say the liachar pesach eino over because the chametz belong to the guy. On the other hand, Rabbi Meir holds lemafreya who gova like the shita of Abaye, and therefore it's going to be chametz sha'avol of pesach. Now I have here a footnote in the name of the Noda Yehuda, which I wanted to share with you. He says the following: Dafka l'rava yesh lomar shenechliku atanoim ilu afreu gover mikanu l'habu gover ach l'abaye efshal lomar shekule alma. Everybody agrees l'mafreahu gover. Right? That's Abaye shita. No, if l'mafreahu gover, then we understand very well the shita of Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir says over, but what about the shita of the Chachamim? So he says the following. Okay, now this is a bit of lumdus, you know, just to add a little bit of spice to our charoses. Yesterday I gave a shir about charoses. So it works like this. Tanakama Savar. Oh, excuse me, one more line. So what is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim according to Abaye? Everybody agrees on Afreya who govet. So what is the subject of machlokes? He says, Nechleku ha'im nochri kone bimos o bimeshicha. Okay, there are two ways of acquiring ownership over metaltolin. And the question is, which of the two, or perhaps both, would be operative regard to a goy? Tanakama sover shenochri kone b'meshicha. That the only way a goy could acquire ownership is through meshicha, which means he has to take the object into his possession. V'ein ha'yisrael yochol liknos mimenu b'kesef. Meaning that when the goy, in this case, receives money from the Yisrael, who's the Malveh, the Yisrael has no ability to acquire ownership over that Chometz, even though Balchov L'mafreyu Gover, because the Yisrael did not take possession over the Chometz, which is called Meshicha. Ela what? The Yisrael gave money. Let the Mos be valid as a Kinyan for the Yisrael to own the Chametz, because again we're holding Balchov L'mafreyu Gover, and that's exactly what Rav Meir is going to insist. No, the Chachamim say that as far as Kinyonim between a Jew and a Goy only has Kinyon Meshicha. A Kinyon Kesef is not alone in the case of a Goy. So when the Yisrael gives over the money of the Halva to the Goy, and the Goy says, well, collect it from my Chametz, since there was no Meshicha, meaning it wasn't here Hinu Etzlo, the Yisrael did not take the Chametz into his possession, then he cannot own the Chametz, even though Balchov L'mafreyu Gover. So Balchov L'mafreyu Gover operates with regard to Yisrael and Yisrael, because if there are two Jews involved in a loan, then the Yisrael could be Kone, Yisrael Malva, I mean, could be Kone L'mafreya, the mashkon from the Yisrael Lova through Kinyan Kesef, because the Yisrael has a Kinyan Kesef. But in the case of a guy, the Yisrael could not acquire ownership over the Chametz, over the mashkon through Kinyan Kesef, because the guy doesn't have Kinyan Kesef. And he needs Meshicha. Ach Rabbi Meir Sovish and Nochri Kone Gam B'Meshicha V'Gam B'Kesef. The Kesef is a valid method of acquisition for a guy, just as it is for a Jew. V'im kein ha'Yisrael kone me'anochri b'kesef. So when the Yisrael gives money as a loan to the guy, and the guy says, collect it from this chametz, the Yisrael makes a kinyan on the chametz. When I say makes a kinyan, I don't mean he has to do an actual formal ma'isa kinyan. The very fact that he gave the mos over to the lova, that itself gives him acquisition ownership on the mashkin, in this case on the chametz. And we're holding now l'mafreyu gover that from the time that he gave the mos, he already had the kinyan on the mashkin, is therefore over. So again, what the Noda Yehuda is chapping here is that this gemara that says my lav v'haka miflagi is a way of justifying, or shall I say protecting, the position of Rava. And what we're doing is we're going to say that according to Rav, the Chachamim hold Mikano Lahava who go, whereas according to Rabbi Meir, but he's the Das Yochid, and Rav doesn't have to be nispoil from Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds L'mafreya who go. But what it really means is that Rav is going to have to backtrack at this point and say that you know Abai does have a leg to stand on. It's not my shita, it's not the Chachamim shita, but it's Rav Meir's shita. So there's a Tana way before Abaye who actually maintained Abaye's position of Mafreya ago. But Rav at this point the Gemara has no choice in the matter. Abai is in a much better position according to the Noda B'Yehuda, because what Abai is saying is that man, that all the Tanoim agree to my position, L'mafreya Ugov, but the question is, does L'mafreya Ugov apply in the case of a Nachri, where the Nachri is singling out, in this case, Chometz as a mashkam for the collection of the Halvah to the Jew, where the Jew could actually acquire ownership on that mashkam based on the Halacha L'mafreya Ugov? And the answer is no, because the Chachamim maintain, excuse me, just one second, make sure I get this right. Rabbi Meir says, because Rabbi Meir the Chachamim maintain that what? That, just one second, the Chachamim hold Eino over, correct? Did I get that right? Yeah. Chachamim hold Eino over, because the Chachamim maintain that a guy has a Kenyan Kesef, right? And therefore, through the principle of L'mafreya Ugov, the Yisrael was the Yisrael. Just one second. Eino over. The Chachamim say what? They say Eino over. It means the Chometz belongs to the God. Right. Because Kesef doesn't operate for a God. Kesef doesn't operate. And Rabbi Meir takes the principle of L'mafreya Ugov straight through to the end zone because Rabbi Meir holds that the Rabbi Meir holds that the Yisrael made a kinyan on the Chometz shel goy by virtue of what? Of kinyan kesef. The Chacham holds that kesef does not operate by a goy, and Rabbi Meir holds that kesef does operate for a goy. That was a little bit of a lamdasha interlude based on the note of view.
Don't we paskin? I thought we paskin that a goy can acquire by kesef. He doesn't need to do b'shikah.
I don't know. You'd have to open up a choshen mishpat for that.
How do we paskin like a das yochid is against
them? I don't know. You'd have to open up a choshen mishpat. That far I didn't go. You know, all I did was try to explain to you five lines in a footnote in the Masifta.
So you're not sure whether
I don't know how we paskin about that. If you have a choshen mishpat, I don't know if I can do that now. I'd love to do that, you know, but not at this occasion. I think I mentioned you about site in the past that Choshen Mishpat is very complicated.
So you're saying a goy needs to do Mashiach the same as a Jew needs to do Mashiach?
You have to know whether Dvar Torah most. Whether Dvar Torah most konos or not. So it could be if you hold like the Man Yomer Dvar Torah Amos konos, then a goy like a Jew needs a Kinyan Mashiach. Now if you're holding Dvar Torah most konos, then you're going to have to ask a different question. When the Chacham made a takona that you need Mashiach, did they make that takona even in terms of a guy as well? I don't know. You'd have to go through all the details. Okay. Now, Rabosai, believe it or not, this was the easy part. Because now we get into a more complicated part of the sugya, and the Gemara is going to now quote the Sefer of this Braisa. The Reisha records the Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Meir. And the Sefer is going to record a case in the opposite direction, where it was the guy who was lending money to the Jew, and there's no machlokas. And the fact that there's no machlokas in the Sefer means that we have somehow misinterpreted the Reisha. Why? Because if our interpretation of the Reisha is correct, then we would simply have to reverse it, meaning the Chacham and Rebbe would have the exact opposite positions in the case where it was the guy who was the Malafa. Everybody follow that? Because again, we're dealing with one principle and one principle only. Whether Balchov is the Mafreya who gove or Mikan Ule Haba who gove. And depending upon whether the Malafa is Yisrael or a guy, the Chometz will either be Asur or Mutter after Pesach. So that's the Gemara's Vitizbra. Vitizbra, is it really a viable position to say that the Machlokas and the Reisha, in the case where the Yisrael was the Malva, revolves around Abai V'Rava? Ema Sefer, how are you going to support, how are you going to sustain the Sefer? Avol Nachri Shehilva Li Yisrael Al Chem. So now it's the guy who's extending Alva to the Israel. The Israel is offering his chametz as payment. Is liachra pesach divrei kol over. Everybody holds, meaning even Rabbi Meir would agree in this case. Even, just one second, what was Rabbi Meir's position? Ain't over, correct. Even Rabbi Meir would agree in this situation, in this scenario, that there is bal yirah bal yimotze. Now, what's going on over here? The chametz technically belongs to the Yisrael, correct? He's the lover, but nevertheless, if you hold bal chov l'mafreya who go there, then since this chametz was designated for payment, then as of the moment of the matan mos, the malva, the nachri, owns the chametz. So whereas in the reisha, Rabbi Meir holds over, in the seifa, where it's the guy who's extending the loan to the Jew, he should say eino over. Correct? Let's just follow logic, right? Rabbi Meir says in the ratio where the guy was, where the Yisrael was the malva, the guy was the lova, he says that the chametz is asur. Why is the chametz asur? Because lemafreya ugov, the Jewish malva now collects the chametz of the guy lemafreya. If we flip it around, in the case where it's the Yisrael who's the malva, and the designated chametz is the lova, the guy's chametz, and now we're holding that lemafreya who gover. I don't want to get myself all confused. In the sefer, it is the guy who's the malva, correct? In the sefer, it's the guy who's the malva. Now, if we're going to apply the principle of lemafreya who gover, Rabbi Meir and the Reisha, to the sefer, then it's going to be mutter, because the Israel now is giving over his chametz to the guy, Yisrael Lover. So va'ibcha mi'boyle, what the Brisa should have said is simply switch the shittas around in the sefer. Lamandi Omar Hasim, according to the Tanakhama, the Reisha, who says eino over, because he holds mikan lava who gover, which means that the chametz of the guy remains the chametz of the guy, correct? Because Yisrael is the malve and the guy is the lover, it remains the chametz of the guy because mikan lahavu gofer, and that's called ein over. But hacha, now in the reverse case, where it's the guy who's lending money to the Jew, and the Jew's chametz now is going to be what? Is going to be mashkon for the purpose of the collection, is hacha, here in this case, the chacham should agree over. Why? Because since the chametz is owned by a Jew, and we're holding mikan l'haba who gover, which means that until the time of the gvir remains in the lova's possession. The lova, in this case of the sefer, is a Jew, is the Israel, correct? The Israel, because it's nachri shehilvel Israel, is then if the. Then in this case, we should say over. Why should be over? Because the chametz remains in the possession of whom?
Jew.
Of the Jew. Now here's the punchline. Ulaman di Omar Hos, right? So here it should be over. But again, that's not so problematic because it says diriakol over. So the chacham we can square with. But now we have a trouble with Rabbi Meir. Why? Lamandi Omar Hosra Rabbi Meir in the ratio with Yisrael was the malva. He said over because he was holding that when the love of the guy designates his chametz, then lamafreya who gover, and therefore belongs to the Yisrael, and therefore over. Well, in the sefer hacha, ain't over because in the case of the sefer, it's the guy who's lending money to the Jew. Hence, it's the Jew who's designating his chametz, and now we're holding lemafreya who gover, is therefore the chametz belongs to the malva, lemafreya, and the malva in this case is a guy, nafi shehilva liYisrael. So therefore the Gemara says we cannot maintain this interpretation of the Braisa. And this leads us to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Ella, the Gemara is going to maintain now that both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir Again, this is all according to Rav, right? Both the Tanakhama and Rav Meir hold Mikan Ulahaba who go there. And therefore, the Machlokas Shein Abaye v'Rava does not depend upon this Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Meir, which means that according to Rava, don't quote this Machlokas in this Brisa as a proof that at least one Tana holds like Abaye, namely Mafreya who go there. No, everybody holds Mikan Ulahaba who go there. Now this was, Michael, your question from the get-go. What was the Brisa talking about? And I told you the Brisa was talking about a case where the Lov holds on to the Chometz, to the Mashkon. And now the Gemara is going to go back to the end of the previous sugya, namely Hirhinu. Hachamayaskinon Kegon Sherhinu Etzlo. Now the Lov delivered his Chometz as a Mashkon into the hands, into the house of the Malva. So now the Chometz is sitting in the Rishus, in the house of the Malva.
Is that just in the Sefer, or is it both the Reisha and the Sefer?
Oh, now we're going to go through both the Reisha and the Sefer. And both are talking about a case of Hirhinu.
Ah.
Okay? Oh. Vikar Miflagi, what is the subject of the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir? What's the status of a Mashkon? Meaning, a Mashkon that was given over to the hands of the Malva. Who owns that Mashkon? And that's going to be a machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak and some anonymous Bar Pluta. We don't know who he is, but now the Gemara is plugging it in, that's going to be the machlokes between the Tanakham and Rabbi Meir in our Braisa. So what is Rabbi Meir's position? Let's just go over this. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak's position, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Lebalchov Shekone Mashkon. Now let's just take a moment of a break here. We're going to see soon that Rabbi Yitzchak is going to derive from the Torah itself, Parshas Ki Tetzi, he's going to derive a Yalfusa that Balchov is Kone Mashkon. But let's now, for a moment, just take a break and go back to our Braisa, back on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So let's see the Reisha of the Braisa. The Reisha records a Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir. The case is that Yisrael extends a loan to the Goy, and the Goy offers Chametz as a Mashkon. And where is the Chametz? It's in the house of the Yisrael. Oh, so if that be the case, then the Tanakhama is not willing to buy in to Balchov Kone Mashkon. And therefore he says, Eino Oved. In other words, the Yisrael, the Malva, did not acquire ownership, even in the case of a Mashkon. That's pretty...
That's in his ownership.
That's in his Rishus. That's going to be pretty way out, correct?
Yes.
Oh, but let's go with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is going to make a little bit more sense based on everything that we've said until now. Because Rabbi Meir holds that since the guy delivers the Chametz into the possession of the Israel, we can apply now the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak that Balchov Kone Mashkon. And if Balchov Kone Mashkon in this case, then the Israel is unfortunately the proud owner of the Chametz of the guy, because Israel is the Malva. And the guy, the Lova, delivered his Chametz into the possession of the Malva. So we're going to have to assume that according to Rabbi Meir, Balchov Kone Mashkon. Okay, so let's go back, and first we want to know, how does Rabbi Yitzchak derive the conclusion that Balchov Kone Mashkon? So the Torah commands us, in the case of a Mashkon, to make sure that the Malva returns the Mashkon to the Lova. Let's read the Pasuk. I'm going to read the whole Pasuk. Our Gemara only quotes the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says the following: Hashev Toshiv Lo Es Havot. The Avot is a Mashkon. Kibbo Hashemesh. So we're talking about clothes that are worn at night. Let's say pajamas, we might call it, correct? And the Torah says that although you're holding on to this set of garments, you, the Malva, during the course of the day, with nightfall, the Torah commands you to return this to the Lova, and then you get it back the next morning, but during the course of the night, the Torah says, V'shachav v'samloso uveirachecha. He, meaning the Lova, will sleep in his night garments, and he will bless you. Ulecha tietz dakam. In other words, it's considered as if the malve, when he returns the simla, which we'll call it the mashkon, to the love, he is doing tzedaka. Now, tzedaka means when I take money out of my pocket and I give it to the ani, to the poor person. So, says Rabbi Yitzchak, this ulachati at tzedaka makes sense if and only if the malve is kona the mashkon. Therefore, when he gives back the mashkon to the love, that is an act of tzedaka. He's giving something of his own over to the love.
This is a very specific circumstance where you're lending, you're giving your deposit as your own clothes. It doesn't apply to probably 95% of all mashkonos.
Right, but look at the next line in the Gemara, which I think answers your question, Michael. Let's see. He says, "Im eino kone mashkon." Let's take this case of a simla of clothing, and let's assume that clothing, like any other mashkon. Right, the Gemara is trying to slug up the opposite position, is Balchov Eino Kona Mashkon. So let's focus our attention on the case of the simla. Right? Here's the simla, right? And now you're giving it back to the Lova. Well, I have news for you, says the Gemara. If Balchov Eino Kona Mashkon, then Staka Minayin. How can you call this Staka? No, you have rights to hold on to the Mashkon, but only during the day and not at night. It's not yours. You would be a gazlan if you held on to the mashkin. So don't tell me it's stucker when you give the mashkin back. Mikan, therefore, the balchov shekone mashka. Oh, Tanakama sovar. Oh, now we get into the complications, right? Now we just finished saying that in the case where the Yisrael received this mashkin, and sirhinu etzlo, it means he's holding on to the chametz, then according to Rabbi Meir, over. That makes a lot of sense. Why? Because even though technically you might say, well, the lover, the guy owns the chametz, but now he forked it over to the Rishus of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael, through the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak, Balchov Kona Mashkon. And therefore you violated ownership of the chametz because the Yisrael owns the chametz. But the pellet now is, what does it mean? The Chachamim and the Tanakhama rejected Rabbi Yitzchak? The Gemara is very hard pressed to assume so. I mean, the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak is pretty well anchored. You know, Balchov Kona Mashkin. You can wake up a person in the middle of the night, he'll tell you Balchov Kona Mashkin. So now you tell me the Chacham rejected it. Oh. So the Gemara is going to say that it all depends if the Malve is owning the Mashkon of a Yisrael. And in the case of Israel, who borrows money from a Jew, then the malva gains acquisition over the object. Correct? And that's surely,
that's
if
Jew,
we extend
that's
that
a Jew with a Jew.
Correct. And if
that's
we extend
not our
that,
case. That's not our
but
case.
I'm saying if you would extend that to a guy as well, because ostensibly I don't know the difference, so then Rabbi Meir makes sense. So Rabbi Meir just took the principle of Balchov Kona Mashkin, which we know applies in the case of Yisrael and Yisrael, the Malv is Yisrael and the Lov is Yisrael, and he extends it to the case of a guy where the Lova is a guy. And if the Lov is a guy and he gives the Mashkin over to the Yisrael, then Balchov Kona Mashkin. Hence, in the case of Chametz, we have a violation of Bal Yerobai Motze and Chametz Shavalov Pesach. Oh. So now we had a question. Our question was, could it be that the Chachamim reject the position of Rabbi Yitzchak Balchov Kona Mashkin? So the Gemara says, Tanakama Sovar, Hani Mili, when do we apply the principle of Balchov Kona Mashkin? We go back to the pasuk, the derivation, which is from the case of Lachati at Staka. That's only Yisrael, Mi Yisrael. That's where one Jew borrows money from another Jew, he offers the malv of Israel a mashkon. Who did Karina Bey? Then we apply this pasuk of ulacha tiat tztaka, which means that you're doing a great act of tztaka. You, meaning the malv, by returning the mashkon to the lova, you've done a great tztaka because the Torah says that you should, right? Hashav toshiv esavot. But the pasuk itself, says the Tanakhama, is not referring to a guy who gives you a mashkon, meaning the guy is the lover, Aval Yisrael Minachri, where the guy is giving a mashkon to the Yisrael. Here the concept of tzedakah would be inapplicable, meaning that the Yisrael would have to return the mashkon to a goy. And I'll have a few words about that later. If this in any way, you know, we live in such a Western society. If this in any way, touches on any sensitivity, I have a lot to say about that. But let me just go with the Gemara itself first. Lo kani, in such a case, according to the Chachamim, there's no such din as the Balchov Kona Mashkan. Hence, we have the bad news as far as Chametz is concerned. Why? Because, Now we have the good news. Okay, I keep making that mistake, so you'll accept my apologies. Right? The Chachamim say Eino over, correct?
Right.
Well, the Chachamim say over. Well, ain't over, right? Just double check me on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, right? Ain't over. So why do they hold ain't over? Why did the Chachamim say? Just one second. Did I get this right? Yeah, ain't over. Oh, that's a case of Israel that lends money to a guy. And the guy gives his chametz over to Israel. So we say, Eino over, meaning the chametz still belongs to whom? Rabbi Osai, according to the chachamim, still belongs to the guy. What happened to Balchov Kodim Mashkin? The answer is that Balchov Kodim Mashkin is derived from the Pasuk Lecha Tiyat Stok, and that only applies from Yisrael, where the love is Yisrael, and you're returning him and doing a new kinyan by giving him the Mashkin, or renting it to him, or lending it to him, whatever it might be. So that's called Lecha. But in a case with a Nachri, so now we have some good news for Chametz. Why? Because in the case of the Lovus and Nachri, the Israel doesn't get rights, doesn't acquire ownership over the Mashkon that's coming from the Lovus of Goy, and therefore the Chametz remains in the ownership of whom? Of the Goy, and if I know over Rabbi Meir Savar, Kalva Chomer, if you're asking who should have more of a position of Balchov Kona Mashkon? It would be in the case of a Lova guy who gives his Mashkon over to Yisrael. If you're going to say Yisrael Kani, then even though this Mashkon technically was owned by a Jew, meaning the Lova, and yet the Torah gives acquisition of the Mashkon over to the Yisrael of Malveh, is Yisrael Minachri Lo Kolshkin? How much more so in the case of Yisrael, who's the Malveh, that he should acquire ownership over the Nachri? And if that be the case, we have bad news for Chametz, because then it means that the Chametz is in violation of Bal Yerobai Matzeh insofar as the Yisrael of the Malveh acquires ownership, Mitakal V'Chomer, nonetheless, on the Chametz of a Goy. Oh, now we get to the Sefer. Now it's a case where a guy lends money to a Jew. The Jew gives the chametz over to the guy, the malva, as what? As a mashkon. Is the akra pesach divriakol over? Even Rabbi Meir would agree that you don't say balchov kona mashkin on behalf of the nachri. That surely is not written in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about Stokah Tielo. So now, in the Sefer, we're talking about the Nachri, who is the Malveh. He doesn't have this mitzvah of Hashavas HaOvot. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And therefore, he doesn't acquire ownership over the Chametz. Now, if that be the case, the Riakol over. So again, Rabbi Osai, now we're reinterpreting the Brisa from tip to toe, from head to toe, as referring to a case of Hinhinu Etzlo, which means that we activate the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak. And the question is, to what extent can we apply the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak in the case of a Yisrael who's the Malveh, and the Goy is the Loveh? Rabbi Meir says, certainly Balchov Kona Mashkin should apply in this case. And that's going to be bad news for Chametz, because if Yisrael now is the proud owner of the Chametz of a Goy, then it becomes Chametz Shomer Lava Pesach. And what's the Kolshkein? If the Torah, acquires in an active, if the Torah bequeaths, I don't know, we'll use that word for the time being, if the Torah bequeaths ownership to the Malveh in the case of a Mashkon, if the Malva is picking up a Mashkin from Yisrael, then how much more so would the Torah bequeath that ownership right, says Rabbi Meir, if the Lova is a guy? And hence, the Chametz is Chametz Shavu'ah Pesach, because Yisrael Malva now acquired ownership over the Chametz. Comes along the Chachamim, and they say, nay. The principle is Balchov Kone Mashkan, and that's a big Chiddush. And that Chiddush was formulated by the Torah in the case of Yisrael. But in the case of a guy, when he gives a Mashkan, he remains the owner of the Chametz, and therefore it's not Chametz Sha'ovel of HaPesach. Oh, but now we get to the Sefer, and the Sefer is a case where the guy is the lender, he's lending money to the Israel, who in turn gives the guy a Mashkon. For sure, the Chiddush of Balchov Kone Mashkon does not apply in this case. The Torah never gave a Malva, who's a guy, rights to own the Mashkon of Israel. And then everybody agrees to it.
Rabbi Yitzchak lives several hundred years after the Tannoi. So why does it keep saying that they hold according to the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak? They didn't know anything about it. Rabbi Yitzchak hasn't been born yet.
That's a good question. My answer to you would be that Rabbi Yitzchak is just... Now, first of all, how do we know that Rabbi Yitzchak is an Amora? Do we know that this Rabbi Yitzchak is an Amora?
I think
there was Rabbi Yitzchak Atana, so I don't know which Rabbi Yitzchak this is. But let's assume that you're right, that this Rabbi Yitzchak is an Amora. However, Rabbi Yitzchak is telling you something which we didn't find maybe amongst the Tanoim, but the Tanoim knew about it.
So they knew that principle, it's just that it was only
right
to Rabbi Yitzchak.
But it's brought to light, I guess, by Rabbi Yitzchak. There's a whole discussion here in Tosfos where Rabbi Yitzchak saw it in the Mishnayos, I think. Take a look. He quotes the Gemara in Socheres HaUmnin in Bav Metzia. So we can maybe go through that sugya and see what it is. There is a fundamental machlokas here in the next Tosfos between Rashi and Tosfos. That's Dibra Masel Shekone B'Mashkon. Pirush Hakudrus Kone Mashkon LeInyan Chiyuv Onsim V'Ria Omer Deba Umnen Mashvet Delo Havi Ala Shomer Socher Who's Not Chayv For Onsim Delvo Ala Mashkon Shomer Socher Boy LeMeimar Hase B'Gemara. So Gemara thinks that if you took a loan with a Mashkon, then the Bala Mashkon, meaning the Malver, has the status of a Shomer Socher. And the Gemara identifies that with Rav Yitzchak, Balchov Kona Mashkan. The Kulish Maitin, Chemsel Shalnoch Biad Yisrael, Irish Lo Kivel of Yisrael Achrais. Oh, that's a different point.
So Rashi says he's a
Shomer Chinam,
is that?
No, Faket. Rashi says that he has the highest status of responsibility above a Shomer Socher. There's one level above a Shomer Socher. That's a Chiv Onsen. Right, so let's say the animal drops dead of a heart attack, you know, Malach HaMomis, Malach HaMomis, Malach HaMomis. So that's, according to Rashi, the Malach is out, you know, he's out in the cold. He can't collect his chov because the animal dropped dead. That's called Onsen. And truth be told, Rashi makes a lot of sense, because if you're holding Balchov Kone Mashkon, then the greatest expression of ownership is the fact that you're chai for onsim. I mean, who has to pay for onsim? Only the Baal, only the one who owns it.
Or Shoel.
Shoel also, because he has ownership rights. That's the Gemara of Ein Shomin L'Shoel, which means the following, that if I borrow your animal, and the animal dies of old age, then I have to pay you, and the carcass is my headache.
Right.
In other words, let's say it was worth five, and now it's worth one as a dead body. Then I don't pay you four and tell you, there's your carcass, you know, go pick it up and sell it. I have to pay you the full five. That's called Ein Shomer L'Shoel. And that's how we pass in Ein Shomer L'Shoel. All that is based on the fact that a shoel owns the object.
So the same would apply here as if we say that it's a Balchov Kone Mashkon, we'd say that It's his, so he has to deal with it.
That's why I say Rashi makes a lot of sense. When Rashi says he's chayav onsim, it means that it's his. And that's exactly what Rav Yitzchak is telling you. because, you know, when I accept a chrayus on something, whether it's a shom rechinam, shom sachar, I don't have to pay for onsen. You know, the animal dies of old age, but the guy, I'm not guilty for that, I don't have to pay you for that. The re in Tosis is a little bit more complicated, because the re says that when it says Baal Chov Kona Mashka, it means that we're upgrading his status of a chrayus to that of a shomer sachar. But again, a shomer sachar is not chayfa onsim. So how do you identify Baal Chov Kona Mashka, meaning that Baal Chov is a kinyan, with a shomer chinam? Shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is a very high level of shmirah, but it doesn't reflect his ownership over it. You know, you're paying me a price to watch and guard your object. I have to give you the highest level of shmira, but it's not mine in any sense.
Al Pesach, I'm not chametz. If you're shomer, there's enough kamina then. If I own it, or if I'm a shomer sachar, can I be a shomer sachar on chametz?
Well, that's a gigantic machlokas rishonim, but there are three shitas, but two out of the three shitas would say yes, that you violate by Rabbi Matzi if you're a shomer chinam on someone's chametz. I'm sorry, I meant to say shomer sachar. Sorry, if you're a shomer sachar on someone's chametz, then according to two out of three rishonim, then you are chayef by Rabbi Matzi. Just 1 second. This is something that we have to see inside. Just 1 second. Where is the Rashi? Let me find the Rashi for you. Rashi Tnan, does anybody see the Rashi by chance, just to save me some time here? Where's the Rashi about Onsim? Okasha. Where is the Rashi about Onsim? Oh, there it is. It's the second Rashi on the page. You have it? It's line 2. Kona Mashkon, Kol Yimei Alva Mashkon Koni Lo, Vimnenas Chayim Ba'onsim. She'en Olav Lo Shomer Chinim Velo Shomer Sochar, Sheptur Bi'onsim. Elo Kule Bershusei, Ubishmiraso Omeid. And the way to read this Rashi, I believe, is that if he would be a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar, if the Yisrael, let's say we're talking about a case where Yisrael extended a loan to a guy, and the guy gives chametz over to the Yisrael, and it's Hirhinu Etzlo, and we're saying now that if Balchov Kone Mashkin in this case, which would be Rabbi Meir Shita, even though the lover is a guy, or let's say if the lover was Yisrael, then even according to Tanakama, then the Malva would violate Bal Yerobai Matzei, hence it's Chomet Shavu LaPesach. Why would the Malva violate Bal Yerobai Matzei, says Rashi, because he's not a Shomer Chinam nor a Shomer Sachar, but rather he's Chayav Fa'onsin. So Rashi is quite clear that a Shomer Chinam and even a Shomer Sachar would not violate Bal Yerobai Matzei. All the other Rishonim hold that either A, I don't remember the names of the Rishonim right this second, I can look it up, I have it in my briefcase, but either A, a Shomer Chinam is already chayef from Bal Yerobai Matzei, or a Shomer Sachar is chayef from Bal Yerobai Matzei. So that's why I say two out of the three shitas, with the exception of Rashi, in the three schools of thought of
that's a bit of nafkamini of Rashi and Tosfos.
Right, Rashi is going out on a limb, is telling you that a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar would not violate Bal Yerobai Matzei. Only someone who's chayef onsim is chayef for Bal Yerobai Matzei. That's the achrayus that generates Bal Yerobai Matzei.
But he has a benefit by it.
I'm not sure. When you say benefit by it, what does that mean? Is he allowed to use it for his own purposes?
Sure.
I mean, you're talking about chametz on Pesach.
Sure.
So I'm not sure what benefit he gets from it. But the point is that he's going to lose his loan. He's going to forfeit his loan if that object, you know, is swept away by a tsunami, you know, by what's called a nones. And that itself makes him into the bailus. So Rashi identifies bailus as chiyuv onsim. Okay, now we start with the Mishnah again back on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And now that we've clarified that according to everyone, a goy is not kone mashkam be Yisrael, and that's why in the case where the Yisrael was the malveh, there's a problem of chametz shalom v'pesach. The Gemara now goes back and asks a question based on the Mishnah according to Rava. Tnan, the Mishnah says nochri shehilva li Yisrael chemtzo. So now the love, the nochri is the malveh, the Yisrael is the loveh. And achra pesach mutu bano. This is very strange. Why? Because what are you going to gain over here? You're going to tell me that according to Rava, balchov mikan ulahabu gover, correct? Right. So now if it's mikan ulahabu gover, in the case where the nochri is the malveh, he doesn't own the chametz. Now what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that maybe the Israel gave over the mashkon to the hands of the Israel alova gave over the mashkon, the chometz, into the hands of the malva, who's a guy. But we just finished saying that if the malva's a guy, everybody agrees that we don't apply the principle of balchov kodem mashkon. So how could it be that this chometz is mutar banoa after Pesach? The Gemara says the following: Nehi nami dehir hinu etzlo. Even if you're going to tell me that the guy that the Israel delivered the chametz over to whom? Over to the Rishus of the guy. Ha'amah, you just finished saying that Nachum Yisrael Okani. And this would not be a question on Abaye, right? This is a riot to Abaye, because according to Abaye, the Nachri is Govel Amafreya, which has nothing to do with Balchov Kona Mashkom. It's simply a din in Lamafreya Ugova. So if it's Lamafreya Ugova, we can justify the Mishnah Mutar Banah, because it means that the chametz was owned by a god. But if you hold like Rava, the Balchov Mikan Lamu Ugova, see, the only way you can justify this is by adding Herhinu Etzlo and pressing on the button of Rabbi Yitzchak of Balchov Kona Mashkon. But that's not true, because here it's a Nachri, and we just finished establishing that everybody agrees that in the case of Nachri, a Malvel Nachri, low Kona Mashkon, low Kasha. Now the Gemara introduces a whole new element into the equation, and that's called a Kinyan Al Tnai. What's going on over here? Ha Di Omer Le Me Achshov. Ha delo amar le miachshav. So we said that in the brisa, the sefer of the brisa, if the malve was the guy, everybody agrees that the chametz is chametz shavol of a pesah. That's where there was no kinyan al tanai. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a kinyan al tanai. That's Rava's interpretation. What does a kinyan al tanai mean? Ha di amar le miachshav. Our Mishnah is talking about a case with the following: that when the love, and we're talking about a Yisrael, gives over the mashkon to the guy, he says to him the following: that this chametz is yours, me'achshav, from now. In other words, I'm giving you my chametz, take it and acquire ownership over it. But I allow myself to break up this kinyan, to bust it up. How? By giving myself the rights to pay you up. And if I pay you up, then I renege on the kinyan. And now what happens is the following: the Nachri lends money to the Israel. The Israel delivers his chametz over to the Rishus of the Nachri. And he says to the Israel, and he says to the guy as follows: Me'achshav, from now and this moment on, the chametz is yours. It's another way of selling chametz. But in this case, you get a loan for the price of it, right? So you get a loan and you give the chametz over to the guy. You say, you know what? This chametz is yours. But that's only on condition that I don't pay you up. If I pay you up, then it's not yours. So wait, just give me 1 minute. I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I have it. Otherwise, I'm in deep trouble here. So what happens now? If the Israel defaults on the loan, then the kinyan was chal at the moment of the matan mos. Why? Because he was makne and he said, Yehei chomitz ekoni lecha me'achshav, from now. Again, if I don't pay you up. So he didn't pay him up. Let's say he didn't pay him up. In that, we're going to go through all the scenarios. Scenario number one is he did not pay up the chov. Oh, so now what became clear, and this is not called l'mafreya hu gover, is that the chometz was acquired by the guy from the moment that the Israel delivered the chometz into the hands of the guy, and therefore if the guy owns it, then it's not chometz shavu l'pesach. Again, this is all on the tzad that what? That the Israel does not have money to repay the chov. So therefore we're going to say that now that he doesn't have part of money to pay the chov, it became clear that the chometz belonged to the guy me'achshav, meaning from the very moment that the Israel delivered the chometz into the hands of the guy. Now, if the Israel... So what happens now? Oh, so that's a case where the Israel is what? He's the lover. Oh, now let's flip it around. Let's go back to the... Right, to the Reisha. What was the Reisha? Just 1 second. The Israel is the Malveh in the Reisha, correct? Oh, if the Israel is the Malveh, and the guy brings his chametz over to the Rishus of the Israel, and the guy doesn't pay up, then since it was a Tanai of Me'achshav, the chametz was owned by the Israel from the time that the guy delivered the chametz to the Israel. Hence the Chachamim say over. No, I'm sorry. I always get that mixed up. The Chachamim say, they say, 1 second. I apologize. I just want to get the mathematics. I'm very slow at mathematics. Let's just get it. If the guy lends the chametz, right? The guy lends the chametz. No, just 1 second. No, just 1 second. So again, if the Israel is the malva, then I'm talking to myself for about 2 minutes, and then I'll talk to you. Just give me 2 minutes to talk to myself. Okay. So again, if the Israel lends the money to the guy. Okay, so that's the ratio. Let's get back to the ratio later. Let's talk about the case of the Sefer, where everybody agrees it's Chomet Shavu L'Pesach. Why? Because the guy, 1 second, if the guy lends money to the Jew, right, the Jew says me'achshav, so in that case, oh, that's the case of the Mishnah. Okay, so I'm sorry, I was confusing the Mishnah and the Brayso. So the Mishnah says that if the guy lends money to the Israel, and the Israel delivers his chametz to the Rishus of the guy, and he says what? He says, Me'achshav, is then the chametz is mutter after Pesach. Ay, Balchov, Mikanal Abud, if who go, then it's going to Rava. The answer is, since he gave me Kenyan of Me'achshav, that's fine. Now we go over to the Brisa, correct? That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, correct? That's the Mishnah. Oh, so now the question is, what do we do with the Brisa? And the Brisa is talking about a case where he didn't say Me'achshav. So the Brisa says what? That if the guy lends money to the Israel, is then everybody agrees that the chametz is asur. Why? Because since Valchov Mikarul Habu who gove, and was saying that there's no din of Valchov Kona Mashkin in this case, because the guy is the Malva. Ella, what? We're going to say that he said Me'achshav. The answer is he didn't say Me'achshav. Okay, fine. So that's as far as the Brisa. The Brisa didn't say Me'achshav. Now, in the case with the Israel lends the Nachri. So Rabbi Meir is going to apply the principle of Balchov Kona Mashkon, and therefore Rabbi Meir is going to say that the Yisrael acquired ownership over the Chametz, and therefore it's Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. Fine. Now, what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say that there's no din of Balchov Kona Mashkon in the case of a Malvin Nochri. Hence, the Chametz still remains in the possession of the Yisrael. That's as far as the Braisa is concerned, because the Braisa doesn't have Me'achsha. But now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if the Nochri is the Malve, and the Yisrael says to the Love, I'm sorry, the Goy is the Malve, and the Yisrael Love says to the Malve, here, Knei lecha chametz zeh Me'achsha, is therefore, it is Mutar Manoi after Pesach. That's in the case of. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah is here at the bottom of Laman of Beis. So the first case of the Mishnah is Nochri Shehilva Es Yisrael Al Chemzo. So now the Yisrael says to the guy, Heilicha Chomit Zeme Achsha. Fine. Oh, now let's get to the Sefer. Yisrael Shehilva Es Nochri Al Chemzo. So now Yisrael is the Malva and the Nochri is the Lova. And now the Nochri says that what? Just one second. The Nochri says, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. Just now the Nochri says to the Yisrael, the Nochri says to the Yisrael. So if the Yisrael says, Kenei lecha fai me'achshav, so then there's no Bali Rabbah. Now is the case where the Yisrael is the Malva, and the guy says, Kenei lecha chametz zeh me'achshav. Oh, so now the Yisrael acquires ownership of the chametz of a guy. And therefore it's Bali Rabbah Matz. Okay, now Michael, I'm ready for you. I'm sorry, I needed a minute or two just to work it out. I didn't have the mathematics of it. No, we're good?
Yeah.
So again, let's go over the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Nochri Shehilva Yisrael Al Chemzo Achar Pesach Mutabano. How can this make any sense? Right? Because the Yisrael is now the Lover, correct? So he technically owns the Chametz. And even if he gives it to the guy, we're going to say, number one, that Balchov Mikan Ulahabu Gover, according to Rabbi Real. So therefore, how could it be Mutter? It's Israel's Chametz. Elo, what are you going to tell me? Balchov Kona Mashkon. That's not going to help you either, because the guy, everybody agrees the guy is not Kona Mashkon. So the Gemara answers, Lokasha, we're talking about a case of Me'achshav, that the Israel, the Lova, says to the guy, Heilecha Chomet Zeh Me'achshav. Okay, so that's where the case of the Reisha, where the Lova is the Israel. Now let's go back to the Sefer of the Mishnah. And the Sefer of the Mishnah is where the Israel, Hilvil and Nochri, correct? So now, the guy is the Lova, and the guy says to the Israel, Heilecha Chomet Zeh Me'achshav. It's Memele Tosser Bano. Oh, the Ha Delor Me'achshav. But the Bryce is talking about a case where at the time of the Matan Mos, the Lova did not say that I'm giving you a Kenyan on this Mashko Me'achshav, but rather he gave it to him like any other Mashko. Oh, so that's in the Bryce. And now the Lova says to the Malva that if I don't pay my Chov, you can collect it from this Mashkon. Oh, so therefore, in the case of a Nochri, the Nochri is the Malva, and he gives most to the Israel. The Israel gives his Chometz as a Mashkon. Is in that case, everyone's going to agree that it's Osir Bano. Why? Because Since we're talking about a case where the Yisrael, the Lova, technically owns the Chametz, owns the Mashkon, and again, even if he gave it over to the guy, but we're holding now that Kliyam Lepliya guy doesn't have Balchov Kona Mashkon, he didn't say Me'achshav, and therefore the whole Gvir, the whole collection rights to acquire ownership on this Chametz on the part of Nochri is only at the time that the payment of the loan was due, and let's say the Yisrael defaulted on the loan and he didn't pay it back. Nevertheless, the Malva only becomes an owner over that Chametz because he's a guy at that moment in time, and therefore the chametz is asur pan. No, that's going to the chachamim Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that kolshkein. How much more so in the case of a nachri balchov kona mashkon, and therefore the chametz is mutter behano. Frankly, Gemara minale and minah the tamra. We'll try to finish this up real quickly. Minah tamra le tamra. Dishani le ben hecha diomar meachsho ben hecha diomar meachsho disanya. What's the source for this distinction between meachsho and lo meachsho? Yisanya nachri shehirin pas purni. That's a kind of a big oven. Okay, they bake the bread in a big oven. Eitzel Yisrael. So now the guy borrows money and he gives this pas purni over to the Israel, correct? Over to the Israel, and who owns the chametz? Now it's the guy who owns the chametz, right? Eino over, so there's no bali rov by much. But in Amarlo, if the nachri, when he gave over this pas purni to the Israel malva, he says he gatich. He says the he gatich means shalcha. The mashkan is yours over. So the question is, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. Why isn't the Reisha that there's no Bal Yerov Ayimotze? The Seif, there is Bal Yerov Ayimotze. El Allah, but it must be Shmamina. Shani Hechad Yomalei Meachshav Lehechad Elohim Meachshav Shmamina. That in the Reisha, where it says that he doesn't violate Bal Yerov Ayimotze, that's because he didn't say he got tich, correct? And if he didn't say he got tich, then the Nachri remains the owner of this chametz. Masha'en came in the Sefer where he said he got tich, and we're holding now that that's considered kani l'chamei achshav, is then we have a real serious problem with this chametz. Why? Because now the guy, the lova, is giving over the chametz to the Yisrael Amalva in an absolute kinyan from the get-go, and therefore the chametz is chametz shavol av Pesach. Okay, then that's where we want to stop. Okay, the next piece of Gemara, although it looks very small and very limited, is a whole sugya unto itself. And it talks about you own a geshef, and you have employees, and you find chametz, you don't know who owns the chametz. Is it part of the original schayra that you were selling, or is this the chametz of the employees of the goy? Okay? That's going to be the sugya for tomorrow, together with chametz shenafol of Mapolis. So at this point, I'm more or less thinking a siyum on the sugya of Lamafreo Gover. That was a bit of a challenge. I had a few stomach aches over the last few days. You can imagine why.
Yeah.
My stomach is very sensitive. Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Not all right. Until I'm
not.